Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome. What is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Beerable Dad. Bright, sunny day out today where we are. It's beautiful out, actually. No frost on the vehicles this morning. I think it's finally beginning to become spring, which should have happened a while ago, but I don't know. We've been getting snow and all sorts of fun weather where we are. Another thing happened, turkey season opened up where we are, so you can go out and you can hunt a turkey. I know a lot of friends have been doing that, so good luck, and hopefully you guys get something. I think it runs for a month. So, yeah, if you're listening to this and you're out turkey hunting, gobble gobble, hopefully you guys get something. But yeah, so things with me are pretty good, I must say. I think the podcast is doing well. I think it's reaching some really interesting people lately. So there's a little check-in on the podcast and how that's going. Another thing, I've finally got a question for you guys. And I just got to bring it up here and I'll read it out and I'll see what everybody thinks. And I'll give my personal opinions on it. And we can go from there. It was sent in via the Instagram page I have. If you didn't know about it, it's Beerable Dad. You can go check that out. I like it. I think it's pretty awesome. It's just pictures of beer, so you don't really need to know much about it. Anyways, let's get on with it. So, the topic was when your daughter starts dating or has a boyfriend. And it was sent in by JJ on Instagram. And it was just like, what do you figure it'll be like with a boy, having my boy, who is older than my girl? Will my boy protect my girl? And I really appreciate the question. Thanks again. I got a little sticker pack for you set up, and he's somebody I actually know, so I'll personally give it to him. But yeah, write in a question, man. I got a bunch of stickers. They're not Beerable Dad stickers. I am kind of working on that, but it's a bunch of other stickers. I'm gonna get some more. Maybe if I get some merchandise from some brewing companies, I will send that out too. And we will go from there. But anyways, so to hit on that topic, it scares the shit out of me. Let's just be honest. I'm definitely one of those dads who bought a shotgun when he found out that he was having a daughter. 100% I went out and bought one the next day or that day. And yeah, it's a scary thing. And to think that my daughter will be dating somebody. Somebody want to get their grubby little hands on my little girl? I don't know. It doesn't sit well. It doesn't sit well with me at all. Yeah, it's scary. Like, what do you do? Nobody really prepares you for it. Because all the time before this, you were the grubby little bastard getting his hands on somebody else's daughter. So what do you do about that? And for me, I think one of the very few things that you can actually do is be a positive role model with your daughter. Like, let them make good choices. Tell them, like, hey, if a boy does this, they are not a nice person. And you need to make sure that they understand, like, that there's boundaries. And if somebody pushes those boundaries, that dad will be there to have a talk, I guess. You can't really go beat the shit out of a 16-year-old nowadays. That he'll be there for you, and no matter what it is that happens, because like there's situations that happen that are horrible, and I'm not gonna comment on what happens because I don't know. I've never had that experience. I hope nobody ever has to have that experience. But I think the best thing you can do is make sure that your daughter knows they can talk to you. Knows that there are no boundaries when it comes to like that stuff. Like, even if you don't want to hear it, I think it's better that you hear it from them than hear about it from somebody else, I guess. And the other thing is like, I have a son. My son's older than my daughter. And I think he has the sentiment that I can beat the shit out of my sister, but you can't. And if you do, then you have to answer to me, which is great, I think. My son's also done Taekwondo for years, not saying that it's the end-all be-all of fighting, but he knows how to handle himself in a fight, so I don't think he would ever be worried about protecting his sister. But as a dad, there's certain things that you'll go through with your daughter that you won't go through with your son. And both will go through like breakups and heartache, etc. But I think you just need to be there for them. And as JJ had said, that like it was hard on him seeing his little girl hurt. And I completely understand that. To see complete pain on somebody you love's face is never easy. Because they've never experienced this kind of thing. Love is a real weird thing, and it might take you in really weird directions. Another thing I've just dealt with my son was, so there's, at the school they teach about the LGBTQ+ community, and I think it's a great thing. It's a bit weird for him, and I get that. It's a bit weird for a lot of us. A lot of us are like just navigating this for the first time too, because like there was trans people when I was growing up, but it wasn't like it is today. And it's definitely changed the atmosphere for them. So I told him straight out, I was like, I have gay friends. I have bisexual friends. I have trans friends. I do not treat any of them differently. And you probably will make mistakes on like gender and such, because it's a new concept for me. And to be honest, I grew up in a very small town. I have very small town mind on some of these subjects, which is a flaw for me. So the only thing I can really do is say, hey, like, don't treat anybody differently. Everybody is equal. Everybody has the right to be heard. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to be part of it. But just know that those people are people too, and some of them can be really good friends. Some of them can open your eyes to what they have to deal with on a regular basis, which is really shitty. And yeah, so it's interesting, like, just going through this kind of stuff. I'm not going to say that I am completely closed-minded, but it would scare me if one of my children came out like that. And that's just me being honest. And that's no hate towards anybody or anything, but it'd be a hard thing to navigate for me. So anyways, we'll go back to the question though. Your little girl's heart gets broken. What do you do? And, oh, that's a tough one. I've told my little girl this many of times, Daddy will always be there to protect you. But in certain circumstances, you're not there as a protector. Because you can't be. Because heartbreak happens. Happens to me, happens... It's happened to probably everybody. I don't think anybody's not had heartbreak in their life. Because it's kind of a prevalent thing. You got to go through it in order to understand, like, how things are going to work out. Whether it's you at, like, 10 years old thinking that this boy really likes you to, like, I remember my first heartbreak. I was, like, 14 years old. I dated a girl for like 6 months. I was head over heels and I cried like a little baby about it. And it hurt. It really hurt. It's probably the worst like thing imaginable. And you're like, oh, I'll never get over this. But you do. So I guess as a as a father, you'd have to, as a beerable dad, you'd have to come at it, have a beer, think about it a bit, tell them, hey, look, I have been through this. And they'll be just like you were, and they'll be saying to you, oh, you've never experienced this and stuff. And you have. It's one of those things that you never really quite understand growing up, that your parents have been through this stuff. They've done the out late drinking. They've done the heartache. They've done drugs. They've done all this stuff. And when they say, I've been through this, they've actually been through it, which is a hard concept to grasp. But then you turn, I don't know, I think I turned like, when I turned like 30 or so, it like really started hitting home. Like, man, like all this stuff that my kids are doing, I've done before. So yeah, I think you just got to be there. I think you got to be a positive role model, like male role model for your daughter or son. And show them the proper way to be treated and to treat people. Because if you're not, then they're going to pick the shitty guys and they're going to pick the shitty girls, I think. And you got to show them what a good relationship looks like with your spouse. And even if that means like not being with that person anymore because you both know that you're not like right for each other. I think that's a huge thing that people need to practice nowadays. I've been very fortunate. Me and my wife have been together for, I believe, 14 years this year. It's quite amazing. Like, and I love it. I think about it every day. We have fun every day. And yeah, so I think that's your best bet, is show them a positive or positive role models to look up to, so that they can see what they're meant to be treated like. And if they're not being treated that way, that's not a good thing, and that they shouldn't be in that relationship maybe. So yeah, it was a very deep question. I really enjoyed the question. I've been thinking about it for the last few days. And that's what I've come to. You gotta show them how they should be treated and such. And when it does inevitably happen, you gotta be there for them and explain to them that it happens, and hug them and hold them tight and tell them it's going to be okay, even though they think that the world is ending. So, yeah, thank you for the question, JJ. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate everybody listening too, to be honest. Like, it's pretty awesome. I've had a lot of fun doing this. I have a lot of friends like from high school and such that are just finding this. And I really appreciate you guys listening, because, yeah, it's something really cool. And I really like showing my dad views, I guess. Anyways, now the other thing we're going to get onto is our beer of the day. And first off, I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine at work, Kai. He is a Saskatchewan native, really good guy. Worked with him for the past probably 4 years, 5 years. We were just kind of bullshitting about the podcast. And he was like, oh, that's so cool. And I told him that there were some beers out in Saskatchewan that I really wanted to get my hands on, but they did not ship it to BC, which is another issue I'm running into. Some of these companies don't ship to BC, so I've been having to navigate that. And luckily, I have good friends like Kai. I have good friends like Greg Slicker in Coleman, Alberta. They have been like super awesome to deal with, getting me beer in that I need. So, yeah, huge shout out to Kai. He brought me back some Rebellion Brewing. He brought me back some Pile of Bones and another one. I can't quite remember what it was called. But yeah, he brought me back a ton of beer. I am super excited. I'm gonna just do like a little run through on all of them. It's taken me a little bit to get to it because I wanted to try all of the different ones, and to be honest, they're all quite good. I've had one that I wasn't quite a fan of. It was a sour. It was just a bit too sour for me. And as I've talked about before, like sometimes the sours they're hit and miss. They really are. So yeah, a huge shout out to Kai. Thanks again, buddy. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, because it's It's hard to do. It's like, it's a hard thing to like get sometimes. So anyways, moving on, we have the dad joke of the day, because we always got to have a dad joke of the day. Okay, so here's a really good one, I think. What is red and smells like blue paint? Red paint. Right? I'll give you two today just because I'm in a good mood. What did the police officer say to his belly button? You're under a vest. Share those with your kids. I think they're pretty good. Oh, wait. One more. I got to do three. What do you call an illegally parked frog? Toad. They're bad. They're so bad. But honestly, I love doing the joke of the day. So if you have one, man, send in your dad jokes of the day. Like, you can send it to the email, beerabledad@gmail.com. Hit me up on Instagram, beerabledad. Yeah, the dad jokes of the day, I think, are like primo stuff. And they've always made me chuckle. So anyways, now that we got that done and out of the way, like I said, we're on to the beer portion of the show. We have Rebellion Brewing's Lentil Beer. And to be like, every single one of their beers looks fantastic. So big shout out to Rebellion. Yeah, the artwork's phenomenal. So the artwork is a tractor. It's got some lentil beans. It's got a heart. It's got a hop plant. Like, it's a 4.2%. It's made in Regina. Yeah, I'm super excited to try this. So let's listen for a little crackle. It smells neat. Oops, I'm spilly talker. I'm super excited about this. Let's see how it is. Ooh. So if you've been listening for a while, you know that I'm pretty basic with beer, and that's not always a bad thing. I don't think so, at least. At least you can like go and you can drink whatever. This is really nice. It's to be honest, I know some people, Rebellion might not even like this. It tastes like a Bud Light or a Budweiser. It's a very nice. It's 4.2, so it's a lighter beer. Artwork's fantastic, like I said. It even has who the artwork's done by. It's done by Adrian Ray. So big shout out to Adrian Ray. Man. Very vibrant colors. Lots of oranges, greens, reds. Yeah. Really nice beer. It has a really nice smell to it. So on the side of it says light, smooth, delicious, and innovative. And you know what? I think they're right on every single note of that. I would probably buy this as just like an everyday beer, like a Bud Light. It's nice. It's got a bit of like a small, slight aftertaste. So, I'm really shocked with this one. It's really caught me off guard. I wasn't sure if I was going to like it or not because it was lentil. I don't know if that's a regular thing to put in beer or not. But yeah, it's really nice. It's pretty chill. Like I said, you could today this is what I'm going to be doing anyways. I'm going to be sitting outside. I cured my own bacon on days off just to be a super ultra dad. I cured my own bacon, and now we are smoking it today. And I'm looking really forward to trying it either tonight or tomorrow. So, I think that drinking this and sitting outside, enjoying the beautiful day out today, it's going to be great. All in all, I would say can presentation is probably a 9. It's very nice. Drinkability, I would give it a 9. As far as like keeping it in your shop or something, yeah, I would definitely have a few of these on hand. It's not, it's something you could give anybody. I talk about it a few times, or I have talked about it a few times, and it's one of those beers that you could give to whoever and say that it's a craft beer, and they're not going to be like, oh no, and they're not going to have a drink of it and be like, oh, that's not very good. Because to be honest, some craft beers, if you're not used to the craft beer, are a little overpowering. Like, the first time I had an IPA, I was like, what is this donkey piss? I'm not going to lie, I was not a fan. And then you, after a while, I found that, like, I really like a good IPA. And they're just super flavorful. So, I would definitely, if you're in Saskatchewan, the farming, man, like, sitting on the back of a tractor or something, this would be great. And just before anybody says anything, yes, I have sat on the back of a tractor. I've baled hay. I've taken hay off fields. I've done lots of farm stuff. So I think this would be great after a day of baling hay. You'd be gunned after about two of them, but it'd be well worth it. But yeah, no, it says be a rebel, drink great beer. Yeah, so huge shout out to Kai for this great beer. I have about, I think I have five or six others of the Rebel Brewing companies. I've tried a couple for sure. A couple of the IPAs, I can't quite remember off the top of my head. All very good beer so far. I would say for what I have tried, other than the one sour, I'd probably give Rebel a 7.5 out of 10 for just an all-around review. But this Lentil beer, I'd give probably a 9. I really enjoy this. 7.5 to 8, maybe. Yeah, 7.5 to 8. Yeah, real nice beer. If you're out in Saskatchewan area, stop by there. Tell them that the Beerable Dad sent you. Yeah, it's really good, really nice beer. It's, I could drink it daily. 100%. So anyways, for the Beerable Dad, stay beerable.